This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said India has been invited as an outreach country. The G7 group was established as a platform for economic and financial cooperation in response to the 1973 energy crisis. It comprises of United States, Canada, Germany, France, Italy, Japan and Britain. This will be India's 11th participation in the G7 summit and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5th consecutive participation in the summit. The 3-day G7 summit is beginning today and the Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. At this session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of the G7 countries. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral meeting with his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni. The two Prime Ministers last met during the COP28 summit in Abu Dhabi last year. BJP leader Pema Khandu was sworn in as the Chief Minister for Arunachal Pradesh for the third consecutive term in Itanagar. 11 other MLAs also took oath as cabinet ministers. Our correspondent reports that in just concluded assembly elections in the state, BJP won 46 out of 60 seats. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, administered the oath of office and secrecy to the Chief Minister Pema Khandu and other state cabinet ministers. The state cabinet ministers are Chona Men, Bayuram Wage, Nyato Dukam, Gabriel D. Wangsu, Wangki Loang, P.D. Sona, Mama Natung, Srimati Dasanglu Pool, Balu Raja, Kento Jene and Ojinta Singh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Chief Ministers of Assam and Sikkim, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Arunachal East Parliamentary Constituency MP Tapir Gaon were present on the occasion. The centre today informed the Supreme Court that a decision has been taken to cancel the grace marks awarded to 1,563 candidates in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programmes. A vacation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta was told by the Council for the Centre and the National Testing Agency that the students who were given grace marks will be given an option to appear for the retest likely to be held on the 23rd of this month. For those who do not wish to take the test again, their scores based on the exam held on 5th of May will be taken into account. The council representing NTA said that the counselling schedule announced earlier will not be disturbed since the results of the retest would be declared by 30th of June. The Apex Court today reiterated it would not stay the NEET UG 2024 admission counselling process. Meanwhile, the government today said that no evidence of question paper leak has been found in the NEET UG 2024 examination. Speaking to the media after assuming charge of the Education Ministry, Dharmendra Pradhan today said the matter is in the Supreme Court and a committee of academicians has also been formed over the specific issue raised with regard to the examination. The minister also refuted allegations of any corruption in the exam. In Kuwait, 49 foreign workers, including 40 Indians, lost their lives after a massive fire broke out in a building in the southern Mangaf area. Over 50 others are injured in the fire incident. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh reached Mangaf to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased. Mr. Singh immediately rushed to Jabir Hospital in Kuwait to ascertain the well-being of injured Indians in the incident. A massive and devastating landslide struck the area around Mangan and various locations in North Sikkim following incessant rainfall since yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.